Hello again. Still here with me in studio, our Fianna Fáil Minister of State in the Department of Justice, James Brown, Breed Smith of People for Profit and Social Democrats, TD Gary Gannon. Now, I want to turn to something that you raised in the Dáil this week, Breed Smith, in relation to the ongoing use of Shannon Airport by US military planes and personnel. It's something People for Profit has been against for many years, but your concern about planes at the moment going through Shannon and the level of knowledge about what they're carrying.
Yeah, so there is a very on the ball group of activists around the Shannon Airport issue and the use of the American military in Shannon called Shannon Watch, and they keep a record of the flights landing that have troops and come from the American military, like Hercules jets. And there's a particular company called Omni Air who have a contract with the US military for bringing troops through. And they're very concerned that in the context of the genocide that's taken place by Israel in Gaza, that there's a huge increase between October and March. The figures I have for that was over 70 aircraft, likely more aircraft coming through between October and March, and most likely going to the Middle East and the US aircraft.
Right. So, there's a common enough exemption that's given for people to carry personal, for US troops to carry personal weapons through this. You feel, although you probably object to that anyway, you feel the need that there's more robust scrutiny, is it, to see what's on these planes?
Yeah, I mean, there's two things, Colm. Obviously, we oppose the use of Shannon Airport for the use by the American military to engage in war anywhere they go in the world, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's the Middle East, because that compromises our neutrality, our effective neutrality. But it's been going on for a long time. And during the Iraq war in particular was ratcheted up hugely. And there was, thousands and thousands of people calling on the government to carry out regular inspections to make sure that the aircraft were not carrying military hardware. And also,
that's at the moment an unknown.
And it's at the moment unknown. And when I challenged Micheál Martin and I put this to him, if there were inspections carried out, he would have said it, but he couldn't say it because they're not carried out. But apart from that, the increase in the troops going through is facilitating the war in Gaza. And this is very, very concerning to us. And especially when Biden says a couple of days ago that Israel have an ironclad guarantee from him on the question of Iran and the Middle East generally, that could mean that the amount of troops going through Shannon would be seriously ratcheted up if we continue to allow it.
Okay, what kind of a relationship is it that Ireland has with the US if Ireland seems reluctant to trust but verify by inspecting these planes, James Brown?
Well, I think, look, it is part of, I think, international diplomacy that you do have to trust other countries. There's been no applications this year or last year for the carrying of munitions on American planes coming through Ireland. We are satisfied that they are complying with the diplomatic requirements, that they are not carrying those munitions through it. And there has to be an element of trust there. I mean, a kind of, putting in
Are you sure? Because 115 flights, exemptions were given for 115 flights in or out of Shannon so far this year, is my understanding of that.
Yeah, but not for carrying weapons to use in war, if you like.
Or last year. I beg your pardon. That figure of 115 is for last year. So the position for this year is no exemptions have been given. Is that what you're saying?
Not for the carrying of, there's been no applications for the carrying of weapons for the use in war, if you like. There's always, for soldiers with their own personal weapons, they may be on it, but if you like carrying munitions for war.
If an exemption is given for a plane to carry weapons, how detailed is that permission? Is it specific as to the types of weapons? Or could a consignment of weapons be allocated? There's 100 troops on a plane. Could a bomb each be put in as a personal weapon? What's the kind of level of detail that the Irish government has on the cargo?
Well, we have our laws and regulations in relation to that, and we're satisfied that they are being complied with the United States of America and any other country that is using Ireland's airspace to transfer anything in relation to military equipment. And, we don't apply a stop and search to countries that, you know, friendly countries, we do trust that they are in compliance with the law. And I think that's, and that's
I suppose it's not just the trust of friendly countries. It's, I suppose, in order to establish the credentials of Ireland as a country that makes sure that it does these checks as in terms of consistency with its own laws. I mean, the Revenue Commissioner, I'm sure, trusts that people pay their taxes, but there are periodic spot checks, no?
Yeah, well, I think that may be the case, but what we are dealing with here is international diplomacy. And I think if you have a situation where we're going to start searching, if you like, every plane that lands, I think, you know, we will be in a quite a difficult situation in terms of that. I think it's perfectly reasonable to trust that another democracy is compliant.
It's not reasonable, especially when that democracy you speak of has, for example, talked about arming Ukraine with cluster munitions last year, for example. I mean, cluster munitions are banned internationally. One of the great achievements of Irish diplomacy has been the banning of cluster munitions. 2 years ago, we had the banning of large-scale munitions in urban environments. And when we see what's happening to Gaza at the minute, I think we actually have a responsibility to ensure that what's coming through our ports does not erode our own air foreign affairs achievements. So, I mean, the fact that there hasn't been inspections is done purposely. The fact that we've been just asked to trust without any verification is an insult to our position of neutrality. Look, my position has resolved, has hardened massively on this over the last number of years. When we see the state of the world at the minute, Ireland stands out potentially because of the potential role we could play in terms of peace. That's been undermined if we're just kind of turning the blind eye to the fact that munitions may or may not be coming through our airports, but frankly, we don't know. I think that just undermines us as a democracy.
Colm, I just to say, it's not just us that distrust the government's word on this. And you've suggested there that random searches would be, they don't even do that. They don't even carry out random or unannounced searches. But there's a protest in Shannon tomorrow, and there's buses coming from all over the country to Shannon tomorrow to protest over this, particularly, and I just repeat this, particularly in the context of the ongoing genocide in Gaza and the increased military operations that are stopping off in Shannon.
I suppose if you're looking at Ireland's international reputation, James Brown, the Council of Europe and the European Parliament is, according to those two bodies, Ireland is one of the states avoiding its international human rights responsibilities by refusing to investigate the allegations. So if allegations are being made, they're not just random checks, they're investigations into complaints and suspicions.
If we don't carry out investigations based simply on suspicions, there has to be some element of evidence before you would carry out anything like that.
Okay, what about the CIA torture files released in 2014, where there was one particular plane around which there were concerns was used for extraordinary rendition? Those accounts were credible, and yet I think at the time, Charlie Flanagan in 2014 advised Sean Crow from Sinn Féin, who asked about this, "I have instructed my officials to approach the US authorities to inquire whether or not this report found any evidence or drew any conclusions in relation to the use of Irish airspace or Irish airports in connection with the CIA's detention and interrogation programme." That's hardly a rigorous inspection of airplanes, is it?
Well, I can't answer for Charlie Flanagan back in 2014, but there are very strict conditions upon which those planes are allowed to enter Irish airspace, or land in Ireland. The United States of America don't need to break that trust. They have other ways to get their weaponry to where they want to get to, and I don't see any reason for them to be using Irish airspace in that kind of type of breach, which would be a very significant breach if any evidence did emerge.
But sure, why do they use it to fly troops through?
I think in terms of troops, because human beings have to travel in a different methodology in terms of aircraft and hardware. You know, it's you're bringing in a lot of people, and you have to bring them through the shortest route, if you like.
Do you accept that difference, Gary Gannon? That maybe the U.S. flights through Shannon Airport, in the interests of giving the troops a break, and that munitions don't need to be taken through Shannon?
No, it didn't, because if that was the case, why would he apply for the exemptions in the first place?
The exemptions in this case are, you know, in the case of those planes, are said to be for personal weapons for the troops that are flying through.
Yeah, but the fact that we don't inspect doesn't, and we have actually no criteria of what that weapons constitutes. Does it constitute a gun, small firearms, constitute a bomb? I would ban all, every single one of them, but at a very minimum, I'd like to see some inspection. Look, I appreciate the Minister is in a difficult position here, because we've always had that bigoted approach to US foreign policy. I think the nature of the world has changed now, and I think now is the time to stand strong and actually assert ourselves as a modern republic who are going to do the hard work in terms of not only neutrality, but standing for peace, and actually needs to be a modern modern form of Irish diplomacy that's more in keeping with that.
Okay. Just a point on this column. I mean, we can bang on about weapons and weapons inspections, but soldiers are also an aspect of war, a big aspect of it. The troops themselves are, if you like, pieces of hardware in terms of a war. So allowing the carrying of troops to be facilitated at Shannon is facilitating that war. And in the context of what is happening in Gaza, it is just so unacceptable
and unjustifiable.
For the population of this country have totally rejected any idea that we should support what Israel are doing in Gaza. The polls and the stats are amazing.
Obviously, the troops themselves are not being deployed in Gaza. They may be in the region, but they're obviously not directly on the ground there.